Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you're listening to this, and I pray that it brings you a little bit of peace today. The passage today comes to us from the Gospel of John, and it's a long passage to read, but got a lot in it. And Jesus is in the middle of starting his journey as a healer and letting people know that he is God here on earth. And here in our presence, and he's just got started, did a healing on the Sabbath, and now all of a sudden there's controversy and conflict in the church. You can't do that. Well, that's interesting to hear how Jesus handles that. I'd ask you now to hear the words of our blessed Savior as they're given to us in the Gospel of John. Now, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How does this man know letters, having never studied?" Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not from me, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keeps the law? Why do you seek to kill me?" The people answered and said, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "I did one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Now some of them from Jerusalem said, "Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? However, we know this man is from where this man is from. But when Christ comes, no one knows where he is from." And then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, "You both know me, and you know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know, but I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. Therefore they sought to take him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come." And many of the people believed him. And Jesus said, "When Christ comes, will he do more signs than these which this man has done?" The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Well, this is one of those times when Jesus lays it all out, and unfortunately, it falls on ears that aren't prepared to listen. He says, "How does this man know letters, having never studied?" And isn't that true that we talk that way about people? Well, how do they know that? Well, where did they come from? I mean, they never went to school. They're not trades. But it's amazing. If we look out there and look at people that are working and we talk to them and find out, you know, where they learn how to do this. Some people just have that gift to be able to look at a washing machine and say, "Oh yeah, here's what it needs. I'll take this little board out and I'll put a new one in." Or they can fix a leaky tap, or they can fix a clogged drain, or they can wire up some new lights. Some people, that's a natural thing. Where did they learn it from? Well, they may have read a book. Who knows? But they didn't go to school. They didn't go to, in Jesus' case, to the temple and become a Sanhedrin or one of the Jewish leaders. Jesus speaks from the heart, and it's a heart that God gave him, so that we would know that he was the Son of God, that he was God here on earth, that we would have an opportunity to journey with him and learn from him and be corrected by him. He says, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Boy, there's a ton of people in this world that should read. They should make that up as a sign and put it up on the wall so they don't think that they know all the answers and that they have all the power and that they can do whatever they want because they're right and they're the only ones that know what's good for us. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. Wow, how simple is it? We know it. We know people that are like that. We know people that need to find Christ. They need to find Christ so that they can become somewhat humble, somewhat caring, somewhat intelligent. But they're so busy padding their own nest, building themselves up, telling people how great they are. They're very normally very intelligent, they're not necessarily very caring, but they're there. And we know those people. We worked with some. We know some through other connections. We even know some that are in the church that seem to think they know exactly what the church has to do and where it needs to go. And they set themselves up as mini Christ. Well, you know, I've been there, done it, learned my lesson a number of times. And I still periodically think I know more than I do. And aren't we all a bit like that? But we catch ourselves and we say, no, this is not who I am. I'm going to go back to doing what I do best. So it's, we just can't seem to comprehend what Christ came to teach us. It was to walk humbly, to listen carefully, to study all the time, to walk with him, to understand his lifestyle. We don't have to necessarily have that lifestyle, but we have to be prepared to make some sacrifices. We need to be prepared to step out of our shell and do those things that bring peace and comfort to other individuals. Well, and then Jesus goes on in this passage to say, hey, look, you perform circumcisions on the Sabbath. He's basically saying, is that not work? Apparently it isn't, but if you talk to some of the men that have experienced it, they'd say, yeah, it's a lot more than work. And yet he says, it's wrong for me to heal somebody on a Sabbath? We circumcise people so they're recognized as being part of our society, part of our religion. It's a thing that to remind them that they are a Jew and never forget that. Where are we as human beings? We are so afraid of breaking ridiculous rules. We all grew up, or most of us did, during a time when stores were closed on Sundays. It was a day of rest for most people, not all people. And yet, that's no longer the case. And so it follows the same line that Jesus took. He said, hey, look, I'm going to heal on Sundays. I'm going to preach on Sundays. I'm going to take grain and eat, and I'm going to harvest it. Because it makes sense to do that. Why do we put a great big thing up there? Well, this is Sunday. You can't do anything on Sunday. This is the Sabbath. We got to keep it holy. We can keep it holy by reaching out with the love of Christ and making a difference to those around us. And he says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Wow, I still get caught in that trap from time to time of judging based on what I'm seeing or based on what I'm hearing. So we have so much. We have so much to learn and so much to concentrate on. We need to look at the situations we're in, even halfway through them, and say, is this the right way to go, or am I just being arrogant and boastful? Am I just being judgmental? Am I just being out of touch with the world around me? And then we need to reach out and share. Share the gospel. Share it in ways that make sense. I mean, Jesus did it through parables and talking about various and sundry things that happened. He's very good at quoting the Torah. Yeah, I mean, he knows it inside out and backwards. And there's scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees are all saying, how can he be so intelligent? He's never gone to temple school. He's never, where did this all come from? So Christ in this passage is telling us, suck it up, buttercup. Sunday is an opportunity for us to study the word, to be with fellow Christians, but to reach out and share the word. And it's no different than Monday through Saturday. And Jesus said we need to lead by example. And we need not get frustrated because we're not perfect. Let us pray. Oh, gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for the gift you gave us in Christ, you incarnate here on earth. We pray, dear Lord, that we can walk in those footsteps and that we don't tremble and shake. We ask you to give us the courage to reach out not only in deed, but in word. Help us to be bold servants of Jesus. In all this we ask in the same Jesus who, when he prayed, taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. See, even me can screw up the Lord's Prayer, okay? Now, if I could only get this stupid thing.